State and city education officials are teaming up to offer low-income high school students in Boston opportunities to earn college degrees for free. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh calls the program essential to make it possible for low-income students to improve themselves.
When it comes to higher education, affordability is the main barrier. Tuition at a four-year college is out of touch with a lot of families, particularly in the city of Boston area.
But how much difference can this program make for students is yet to be determined. It's an expansion of efforts begun a year ago that are so far benefiting only a few dozen students. To talk about this, we're joined now by WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin. Hi, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So first off, let's explain that this is actually a combination of two programs. One, sending some Boston Public School students first to community college, and then Boston Public School students and other students in a state program go to state universities. Explain how it works.
These are two programs that were announced last year that are meant to hold forth the promise of affordable education to some of the most high-risk students in the state. First, there's a city program that allows Pell-eligible students from a low-income bracket, to get 2 years of free tuition at local community colleges in Boston and then Mass Bay Community College in Wellesley. But to receive that benefit, they have to maintain a 3.0 GPA. They have to finish the program in 2.5 years. And some of those targeting conditions kept the program from growing too large. Only about 50 students took part in the program in its first year. Alongside that, there's a state program called the Commonwealth Commitment that subsidizes tuition for students who start the path to a bachelor's degree at a community college. And only about 80 students have taken part in that since it began.
So, Max, those don't seem like overwhelmingly huge numbers. How are education officials trying to boost that?
Marty Walsh said that he believed students didn't know that the benefits were available to them, and he's hoping that as people become aware of the programs, there'll be more participation. As for the state program, Bob, it was targeted at a few students who chose a handful of majors, and that narrowed the eligibility for it. In the next year, they'll be expanding the list of eligible majors to 16 of the most popular majors.
As I understand it, you've heard from several critics. What are they saying?
Critics say basically that the Boston Bridge program is kind of a drop in the bucket, that it misses the point of the broader cost crisis in public higher education in Massachusetts. Groups like PHENOM, which is an advocacy network for affordable public higher ed in Massachusetts, say hundreds of thousands of students from the lower to the middle class are struggling to keep up with the rising cost of education. Here's Zach Bears. He's the executive director of PHENOM.
It's so heavily targeted, and there's so many conditional elements to it that most people aren't eligible for it. Then even if you are eligible, there's not necessarily a guarantee that the money will be there in the end.
And again, those limits, Bob, you have to be judged a low-income household. You have to keep about a B grade average. You have to finish your higher ed program in about 4.5 years. Critics say that this is just too much to ask and that it targets too narrow a portion to really make a dent in the problem.
You know, Max, I've already heard from people outside of Boston who are saying, well, what about the kids in Worcester? What about the kids in Springfield? What about the seniors, the high school seniors in Lawrence and Lowell and other places?
Both Governor Baker and Secretary of Education Jim Pizer are very clear that this is a pilot program, and they'd be very interested in bringing it to other low-income communities.
Let me ask one last question about completely free college. We know it's offered in places like New York, Oregon, Tennessee. Are there any prospects of trying that free college here in Massachusetts?
Bob, if you listen in on the rhetoric coming off of the campaign trail in the race for the governor starting this week, you'd think it was possible. Seti Warren, the mayor of Newton, is campaigning on the prospect. But the administration, particularly Jim Pizer, sounded a darker note. He has no expectation that free college will be coming to Massachusetts anytime soon.
WBUR's Max Larkin. Thanks a lot, Max.
Thank you, Bob.
Max Larkin is a reporter with the Edify team covering Massachusetts education from preschool through college.